I'm delighted now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Devita Singer. She's a poet and performance artist, and John Rangel, who is a composer and pianist, and they will be performing tonight at 7:30 at Gig Performance Space here in Santa Fe on 2nd Street. It's called Naked Romance, An Evening of Poetry and Music. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Marichal.
So how did the two of you meet and start working together as poet, performer, and musician?
It was about 4 years ago. I was in Taos. I had been asked to do something in the Somos summer reading series. And I thought, if I'm going to do this, I'd love to do what I really enjoy, which is working with jazz, working with musicians. So I started looking for someone locally. And I found John and somehow, luckily, convinced him to come all the way from Santa Fe to Taos. And when we did the gig and after started talking, we found out that actually John had grown up two blocks from where I live.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Upper West Side in New York. So small, small world, New York and New Mexico.
The tradition of poetry and jazz goes, I mean, way back to the beat poets. So you're kind of following in that lineage a little bit?
Certainly that's there. You know, if you think of people like Ginsberg or, you know, as you said, you know, the idea of just having music in the framework. I think for me, it was always there in my poetry. So before I even consciously was thinking that I wanted to work with music, the poetry itself was very musical. And as it grew, I just reached a point where I thought, I've got to go out and do, get some connection directly with musicians and work with them.
So do you always work that way now?
Almost. You get spoiled to me. It takes it to such another level that it's kind of, you know, you want to be there. So.
Given that, I mean, do you write poems with music in mind, like the music that you're going to work with?
Not really. I often write to music, but sometimes the music is not at all, you know, what I'm working toward. It's just something that I can work with rhythmically. But there's definitely a feeling that I found where the two entities come together. So it's not accompaniment by music. It's not a background kind of thing. It's rather like when I was looking for John, it was that his piano work and the work that he did altogether musically would have its own reality, which would meet the reality of the poetry, and the two kind of bump into each other and then create a whole other thing.
What is that experience like for you, John?
Very similar, only, you know, pitcher and catcher kind of thing. I'm sort of the catcher, and I listen to the words, and it inspires notes and inspires sounds and rhythms and things. And it's the first time we performed together, all she gave me was a lyrics, so I kind of know when it began and when it ended. And then as I got into it, I found myself like feeling sort of limitless possibilities for orchestration. So it really became really fun to kind of create a new texture completely spontaneously for every song, every, you know, poem. And there were a lot of poems, so it was a really kind of fun challenge for me. And I found that her poems have a certain level of abstraction, which I really, really enjoyed and found very stimulating. It wasn't, you know, I went here and I did this, and it was more abstract. So it allowed me to really create in a very, I would say, I guess orchestration is the best way to think of it, as far as doing a movie score or something.
Now, when you're actually performing, is there a level of improvisation on top of that?
Yeah, and there's also, I mean, in this particular, we're finishing a CD together of these works and a whole bunch of other, and some other poems, I think, from another collection.
Yeah. Right.
And so we're almost done with that, so it was kind of an exciting thing. So actually for that, I actually wrote out specific parts and things. So it's, I would say it's about half improvised and half composed. So.
Yeah, there's a tiny story with that I would like to add. Because of John's original and I found just so innovative way of doing things with music. I had kept it in mind after we had worked together, you know, early on. And when I finished this last book, which is a chapbook, a small collection of poetry, I actually asked him, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but not completely, if he would like to write a suite for the poetry. And he answered, I think I would. I'm sort of paraphrasing. And it was a very exciting moment because that, as John just explained, took it to somewhere, another unknown, you know, another journey that we were going to do.
So how far along is that? Is it done?
Yeah. We're pretty close.
Pretty close.
I think we still have a couple of songs I'm still finishing, but it's pretty close.
And this is the CD project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is also what we're presenting tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is you know, the Naked Romance project, basically.
Would you like to read a poem from the new book?
I could, sure. This is called Salazar Romance, after Salazar Road in Taos. Later, you're peddling, cruising through splendor. Tail of your shirt unfurled like the hem of fiesta. There's a five-pointed star, a trailer for sale off Salazar Road. Sparkle of sagebrush. Some voice far away pitches harmony, while cactus keeps whistling. But why don't the prairie dogs bark? Not specifically for you, just for the romance of it. Trance of chance meeting, even a black bear or two, turning trash cans over this wilderness, lazy with mountains heaped at the outskirts, you think, as you circle your bike around, measuring space, can't back away from it, more than an eyeful, now, better not bawl at the beauty undoing your heart, daylight already too fevered for that.
Davita Singer reading from her new book, Naked Romance, and it's actually, I think it's called Naked Romance and Then Some. Let's talk for a moment about the title of the book, Naked Romance. What do you mean by romance? My sense is that it's not just the kind of limited romantic love use of the word.
Exactly, yeah. It's really more about my feeling, and I certainly many, many people, that we're living in a moment of a lot of disconnect and a lot of people yearning, really yearning for that connection, whether it's with other people or if I'm, you know, looking at a tree or walking my dog outside and just enjoying the connection to the world rather than things that are destructive and disconnecting. So it's really about that and how we find that and how we search for that right now.
So you live in New York City. Do you spend a lot of time here in New Mexico?
I actually do. I first came, fortunately, through the Wurlitzer Foundation, which is an artist residency, an extraordinary artist residency in Taos. And that was, I believe, 2004 or 5. And then I was able to come back through that residency and also came, as I had met people there, I fell in love with the area, house-sitting, renting with friends, and so on. So, yeah, I'm here a lot, as much as possible.
Such a contrast to New York.
It is. It really is, I think, a total opposite. They're both pretty extreme, and I've written about it. It's that very, very high, dry, kind of quiet, mellow atmosphere that I find here, and in New York, the very damp and frenetic kind of constant energy and noise that goes on. And it's a very interesting contrast for sure.
I think one thing you should mention is that Naked Romance, many of the topics in it are about New Mexico. And it's real, it for me personally, growing up in New York and then having lived here for 10 years, it's been a really neat bridge, you know, for both of us creatively to make the music and the poems kind of be somewhat in the middle between New York and New Mexico.
What would that be, Indiana?
There's an idea.
I'm thinking more like, you know, sort of the Latin influences and the Native American influences mixed in with sort of New York jazz kind of feeling. That was sort of one of the rules of the game for me in terms of composing.
Tell us a little bit more about your life in New York and the scene that's there for the kind of work that you do.
My life is teaching a lot. I teach in two colleges, Hunter College and School of Visual Arts. And I teach creative writing. I teach writing and literature. So it's really also a continuation. And I do this with students where they're writing during a semester, and at the end of the semester I bring musicians in so that they can experience working, you know, in that way. And that's very exciting for me to have them exposed to that. The scene, I would say, I think, if you're talking about poetry, the scene in New York is probably multiple. You know, there are so many scenes because there are so many people doing so many different kinds of things. But I've been working with musicians since the 90s and, you know, did a project previous to this where it was done in venues around Manhattan and a little bit outside. It's, I think, the most challenging for me because I love working with musicians and their collaborative way of just coming together and saying, let's do it, rather than the poet kind of what I call getting stuck in the navel of themselves sometimes. The most challenging thing, honestly, is getting people together if you're working with two, three other, you know, working with musicians and getting us all in the same place at the same time because of everyone's schedules. And as I know you know, New York is always, people are always busy. So that's...
It's getting that way even here.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We did a performance of this, some of these poems in...
April. Yeah.
And it was with the New York musicians that were, that she worked with, and it was really wonderful and very exciting and fun to hear this music.
Yeah.
Played live for me personally.
And we should say we have two local musicians working with us tonight.
Andy Zdrosny. Yes. Andy Zdrosny is playing bass, and Douglas Cardwell is playing drums.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be very nice.
So yeah. Trio with vocalists. It's interesting. I mean, I was going to ask you how is it different working with a poet than with, say, a jazz vocalist?
It's actually surprisingly not much. I mean, because I know what the context of the words are going to be and kind of the feeling, but I'm also listening to her for pacing and for feeling and inspiration, you know, so it's very similar in some ways. The only difference, of course, is that we don't have to worry about melody or intonation stuff, you know, and really it's a lot more about emotion and expression. So
all of this is tonight. Devita Singer, poet and performance artist John Rangel, composer and pianist, and also Andy Zdrosny and Douglas Cardwell. It's at 7:30 at Gig Performance Space on 2nd Street here in Santa Fe. And maybe we'll go out with one of the pieces that's going to be on the new CD. What should we play?
How about Stage Romance, which is actually the third one right after the one that I read.
Excellent. Okay, well, we will hear that now, and I want to thank you both so much, Devita and John, for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Appreciate it.
And romance, how does it do what it does here? Out on the plaza, a couple dips like yesterday. Again, again. The sweep of her skirt against his boot. Soft kick. Whispered poems into mountain lapels. And romance, high or low, how does it rub against recall? A month like June, swirl of red dust, or shiver at solstice. This is how it fattens, like reverb, like afterglow. Outside K-Tow's station bar, it's dusky showtime. Stars turn film set, blinking light and shadow. All is backdrop now. It's just the supermoon and you, enchanted. Heat falling off in hazy stills beyond the pueblo. On stage, a song dissolves. A singer bends into her guild guitar. And you've been here before. As longing steals the scene, you nearly swoon, reaching for the shine. Again, again. It's just the strawberry moon, perigee so tight you fall into the moment and dance.